We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
We're here. Hold on.
Were those on the whole time?
No. I just turned them on. I was trying to get a new camera going for Twitch, and then I just didn't like how it looked, so I'm back to the old camera now. Oi, oi, demo, dummy, dummy, dum, dum.
We can use that one for something else.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, I'll use that for, like, our wide shot, too.
Nice.
All right. Ahoy, ahoy, everybody. How are you? Good?
Cool.
Are you good? I mean, but are you good?
Are you, though?
Are you good, though?
Are you, though? You lying?
Cody's good. His Braves won yesterday.
I'm good. They turned it around, man. They've got hot bats.
So do I, and I got to get my medication for that because I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know what else I'm going to do. It's starting to itch really bad.
Yeah, there's not many cures for good rookie pitching and a hot bat.
Ah, I got hot bats. I don't know why I put on a long sleeve shirt today. I'm already regretting it.
See, I thought I was going to regret the shorts.
No, I got shooty hoops.
Because it was chilly.
We're going to get a high of...
But it's not chilly.
54 today.
It's chilly, but in here it's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
And we go from... Literally, we could spend... Less than a minute outside if we really wanted to today, total.
Yeah.
Less than a minute.
Yeah. And I plan on it.
Yeah. Got nothing to go outside for.
Ah, well, happy Friday. I'm so excited for the end of the week. Hope you are, too.
Little Friday.
What else is happening, Cody? Anything? How was your day yesterday?
Good.
Uneventful?
Uneventful. Just trying to think of anything that happened. Nothing.
No?
What was yesterday? Thursday?
Yesterday was Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. No Thursday night football.
That's right.
I mean, it'd be it so I could just watch the Braves game without having to turn the channel, but it's so late, man.
Any more teams test positive or what?
Just that the Falcons yesterday that we basically broke on here.
Yeah,
we broke that news. But
that's
it was a coach or an assistant coach or something. It wasn't a player, so they still might play against
interesting loophole.
The
okay.
Vikings there, so. We'll see.
What up, Lottie, JoJo, Tisha, everybody in our Twitch chat saying good morning. Yep. Twitch brought to you by Bud Light. Get some Bud Light for this weekend, baby.
Oh, yeah. Get some of them Bud Light seltzer things.
Weekend buzz on.
One of them Bud Light lemonades.
Not here to brag, but I had an untelevised win over Cody Mack yesterday after the game.
When?
Don't even try.
When did that happen?
Don't even try.
Yesterday this happened?
Yeah, yesterday it happened.
In here?
In this room. After we got all of our work done, instead of going home like adults, we came and played NBA Jam.
Is there proof of this?
Yeah,
somewhere?
It's on the board, bitch. It's on the
board.
I
could have written anything up there.
I
mean, if there's no proof.
But I did. I beat him.
I don't know, guys. Should we make him void that?
No, that's a valid win.
No, they were good ones yesterday. we had good, they were like solid games.
Like, there was nobody in the office yesterday. They're doing this off-site training thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, two other people walking around.
Yeah.
And if they would have, heard the screams and jumps and joys that were happening out of the center of the building.
Because we enjoy it. We have fun times.
We love it,
it's
man.
Fun playing video games.
We just love it so much.
It's a fun video game.
It's a really fun video game.
It really is.
So come hang with us on Twitch. Obviously, text line. Would love to hear from you getting rain right now. I think everybody's getting rain right now.
Yeah, it looks like it's dying down in, around here anyway. In Cicero, when I left my house, I got a little wet.
Did you?
Yeah.
315-364-109 K-Rock text line, powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. So, yeah, check in with us. Let me know who's out there. I want to know who's up on a Friday morning with us here hanging on K-Rock. All right. No power in Clay, Cannon says.
Uh-oh. Careful.
No power in Clay. All right. Why? We got lines down?
Oh.
Give me your updates. What's going on out there? In the back of my googliata. Good morning, everybody.
Googs.
Googs. Big Googs.
Hit a couple threes with Googs. Took it into half.
What is this? I don't know. LJ says, why does the song Jet City Woman never get old to me?
I don't know what that song is.
You have that one song that no matter what, you just love? I don't know Jet City Woman, do I?
I'm too young, I think.
I'm just kidding. She's going to slap me next time.
Yeah, but LJ has the ability to, like, have kids that are our age, but she looks younger than us. Like, does that make sense? Like, LJ looks physically younger than we do.
Yes.
Oh. But I think she has children close to your age, at least, not mine.
Queensryche, this Jet City woman. I don't think I know that song, though. I'm not a huge fan of Queensryche, to be honest with you.
I'm going
to
listen.
I don't even know if I'm even saying the name of the band right.
Queensryche. Yeah. K-Rock. Queensryche.
K-Rock. Radio.
RNF in Liverpool checking in. What is up, guys?
Whatever, Stevie Nicks. Oh, I didn't know it was Queensryche featuring Santana.
Yeah, oh, no, everything is. Everything is. What is this song, LJ? Well, I know the riff.
I do not. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's a good bump back song.
Ah!
We got freaky features. Come on next.
Oh, I hit that. I didn't even know that.
You hit
started.
The post.
Boom.
Suck a nut, man. That is good radio.
That's how you do that. You know what we're doing. Pro. Other than talking over it now.
That's what we do, though. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to follow the rules.
It's okay. That's what I used to get in trouble for doing college radio. That was my favorite thing because you couldn't really preview anything. They were CDs.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you didn't know the song, no good.
Not even there. There.
Yeah.
That would have been good. Yeah, this is an oldie, LJU. This is a TK99, man.
Yeah, it's fine. Come on.
Jennifer checking in. Showgirl Jennifer. I know this part.
I still don't.
Yeah.
I'm just a loser.
There you go.
Forget it.
Yeah, you are a loser.
I don't even care.
Mr. Pink's been to Ra-Cha-Chan almost back. Early Friday for him. Nice, dude. Nice, dude.
What's out yonder?
He's just driving rig. You know how that goes, right?
Nice.
You know how these go, right?
Rigs.
That is a really old song. I mean, I have plenty of songs. LJ asked, do you have any songs that you never get sick of? I have plenty of songs I never get sick of.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch. Yeah.
But I mean, like, I live in moods of music. Like,
yeah,
I got to be, like right now I'm in metalcore mood.
Right, yeah, I was trying to think. I'm sure spanning each genre, I can think of a bunch that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't know, though, because over and over forever, because, like, I don't ever skip an Oasis song.
No, me either.
You know what I mean?
Me either.
Trying to think of, like, my all-time favorite songs, and if I could listen to them over and over and over again. Like, that Fuel, Hemorrhage in My Hands, mm-hmm. I really like that song. I could probably listen to that over and over, considering I kind of have for the last 20 years, basically.
Yeah.
I like that.
But, like, I notice that my days shift my taste of music. Like, right now, I'm in mm-hmm. metalcore mood, and then when I'm doing work in the office, I'll be in metalcore mood. But then when I go home tonight, and I got to do whiskey stuff at the end of the day, I'm in a mood. Is it already too potent for you?
A little bit.
Too potent?
So strong over here.
I'll put on just like mellow music. Like my end of the day music is mellow music.
Like I play this little thing where
Kate Pretz is getting ready for Christmas music. Get out of here.
Wow. Okay.
Get out of here.
Well, that kind of is what I was.
Were you going to say that?
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I play this thing where I just reach my hand into my CD thing, like in my car there, and I pull out a CD and I, all right, whatever it is, I'm listening to it. And was it Tuesday? Either Monday or Tuesday, I did that, and it was my Michael Bublé Christmas album,
hey,
and I went, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas than it is,
man.
My friend.
All right.
And I did not turn that down.
All right, I don't judge.
Well, that's different. I just really like Michael Bublé.
I like Bells. Like, somebody was playing Rush the other day.
Oh, okay.
And it's like that, bong, bong. What Rush song is that? Where, like, in the middle of it, it goes, bong, 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 bo-dom.
Wait.
He does. Neil Peart plays the, like, a bells. It goes, bong, 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 bo-dom. Now, what is that? What Rush song is that?
I don't know. Raider?
No.
No?
They wouldn't have replied that quick. But I heard that. I heard the bells, and I go, ooh, are we getting Christmassy?
Hell
it was
yeah.
a Rush song, but
I wish.
What's going on? Ace of Base, I Saw the Sign's a good one, text line. I've never turned off Ace of Base, I Saw the Sign. Because it opened up my eyes.
All right, no one is messaging in the name of that Rush song.
Come on, somebody knows it. Oopie.
So if you can go ahead and...
Boom, boom, boom. And you know it's that part of it. Is it Closer to the Heart, maybe?
Am I the only one that likes that?
Closer to the Heart. Who said that?
Yeah, Hugo said it.
He said Closer to the Heart?
Yeah.
Those that live in high places...
That's pretty good. You sounded just like him there.
Must be the one that's not.
I don't think
in
they
my
need...
remedy, closer to the heart.
But yeah, they don't need that part. They need the other part. Can you do all of the drum noises with...
Hold on.
I mean, boom. There it is, dude.
Ooh, we're stepping on TK's toes this morning, baby.
It's all right. They play like Bush and
I know. I don't
SDP
know what's going on. It's
anyway,
all blended.
We're old.
I know. I forgot. Geddy Lee. Geddy Lee what?
There you go.
Ready for him?
What?
Those who live in high places.
I'm the man who hold high places.
No, I was going to say, I'm not as familiar with Rush.
I'm not. I mean, listen, I respect their musicality, but I'm not a Rush guy. Reality, closer to the heart.
Closer to the heart.
Because this song has bells in it. Hold on, where's the bells?
They're just one of those bands. I have a weird... I have no opinion. I don't like them, and I don't dislike them.
Yeah, it's
they
like...
They don't bother
yeah,
me.
I'm just like, okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Get to the damn bell part, or is that not in this video?
Xanadu?
No, this is the two and a half minute version.
Hmm.
Well, I just wasted everybody's time.
Thanks, man.
But it was the part where it goes bong, 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 bong. You know what I'm talking about. Closer to the heart.
Hmm. I don't think so.
AC/DC Thunderstruck, a song you never turn off? Well, keep them coming in then. I don't care. I don't like AC/DC.
I was going to say, I think AC/DC is another one that I'm like, I don't
dislike AC/DC, but I'm not like, I don't seek them out.
I think they're cool.
Yeah.
They're cool.
They're cool. Like, their stage performance is cool. Obviously, they're groundbreaking, but it's not like, I don't care.
Yeah. I like House Bells. It's a cool song.
Like, I like when on the third down at SU games, they play, is it House Bells?
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. On gown, gown, bottom, bow. Yeah.
I mean,
Nikki says they're her favorite band.
Really? AC/DC? Yeah. There you go. Although, I don't know what's gotten into you this morning, but Michael Winslow, suck a D.
Me?
Josh is coming for
your job.
Are
you talking about me? The master of the mouth flute?
I mean,
me?
Master of the mouth flute. Hey, it's a ghost says, what's that now?
Man.
Nothing.
The tongue champ over here? Not on me?
The tongue champ?
The tongue champ?
Instrumental tongue champ?
You're talking about the beat boy bastard over here?
Talking about the old Casio keyboard right here, my old Mouth-a-rooney dooney?
Talking about this over here?
Was that it?
Closer to the heart, yeah. Although I did see that Van Halen, because obviously Eddie passed away,
yeah,
is like 6 out of the 10 top 10 downloaded songs this week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's going to be another one of those where... How Fleetwood Mac got re-popular
from
that guy's video. Van Halen are going to be like, oh man, I've been listening to Van Halen forever. Like SU chicks are now going to start rocking Van Halen stuff.
Right. Like I saw a woman tweet, y'all just now discovered Fleetwood Mac? Who the F are your parents?
Right.
Like that's some bad parenting. If your parents did not let you introduce you to Fleetwood Mac.
Or I like the one that's shaming the hipsters.
What?
Where it's like, you weren't listening to them before... You know, they were cool.
Yeah.
Your parents weren't even listening to them before they were cool. Like, they're old.
They're old, yeah.
Not everything has to be a hipster. I was listening to them before.
No. Like, no.
No, they've been around for...
They've been around. They
for
existed.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everything is, like, I was listening before the TikTok
video.
Yeah,
saying, I like Fleetwood Mac is like saying, I like Oxygen.
Right?
Everybody's aware of it. We all have it.
Nobody is not aware of Fleetwood Mac.
Right? But I discovered them, though.
Is that Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow? Is that them?
Yeah.
That was our high school senior song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we sat down as a group and voted that.
Fleetwood Mac.
We were 18.
Has been around since the invention of music. They've just been around.
Yeah. So
there's no big thing. What?
Yeah. Or, I mean, I'm just reading random people. But they're just sending in, you know, songs they won't turn off.
Yeah. What else do we got?
Like, yeah, Kenny Loggins. I love a good.
Dude, I'm not turning off Kenny Loggins.
Any Kenny Loggins song is phenomenal.
Well, I'll get our Friday going. If y'all want to keep sending those in, I'll come back and play a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear what songs you never turn off.
Like Bon Jovi. That's just
yeah?
me.
Yeah? John Bon?
Low Key is one of my favorites of all time.
All right. Well, then I'll go through your list. This is a fun Friday topic. Hey, thank you, LJ, for getting this going on this here. And you're not old, Elder.
No. Get out of here. I've seen you at SU games. Old people don't do that.
Oh, man. So we got on this topic, ahoy hoy, everybody, because showgirl LJ, and the more I do this show, it's been 10 damn years now, so the longer I do this, the more I just like chatting with you guys instead of like, coming up at the hour, the news, we go to headlines. No, I don't like that. I like just chatting with you guys. And LJ said, Jet City Woman by Queensryche is a song she never turns off. So then we started chatting about what are the songs you guys never turn off. We got to Rush at some point, because everybody loves Rush. And I'm trying to remember the song that had bells in it. I'm pretty sure it's Closer to the Heart, because it does have a part where it like makes the bells. But this is Xanadu, the other one they said had bells in it. So I'm like, all right, I'll bump back with some Xanadu.
I like this.
It's 11 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Rush is like...
Rush. Right? They're another one
like,
of those...
they needed this? They're like, yep. We gotta do the thing in the beginning, though.
I don't... Were they a drug band?
No, I don't think so at all.
Because you know how some of them are like, yeah, but you're smoking weed.
No, this, I think that they were just like, it's like music nerds.
That's pretty cool. Because, I mean... I've never seen Fish or Grateful Dead or anything, but I've seen Dave Matthews a billion times, and I know he does that.
Oh, he just, like, starts and...
Dude, his songs go on forever.
And they're a trio, bro. That's what you gotta respect about this.
Yeah,
is what Rush does, and the late, great Neil Peart.
Yeah, and I thought it was the first one, but it's
I always
the
thought it was
one.
Neil Peart, but then drum nerds pronounce it Peart, so I figured they would know better than I would.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that sucks, though, as well. That's phenomenal. There's only three of them, but now that also sucks. Because now one's gone, and it's over. It's like the Beastie Boys thing.
It's over.
They will never do it again.
And they shouldn't, you know?
No, not at all.
Oopie, play all 11 minutes!
Do it!
We're doing it. We're playing all 11 minutes.
Technically, it probably will, depending how long this segment is. You do that all the time, and I never notice.
What?
Where it'll be playing in the background, or I'll take my headphones off after we get done with a thing. We go to commercial, and I'll... That song will still be playing.
Still be playing,
play the whole time.
Yeah, play the whole time.
Yeah, play the whole time.
Play the whole time. I enjoyed it.
And no, text line. No one's gonna criticize you for liking Phil Collins.
Nobody's gonna
not at
judge
all.
You. So, what is your song you never turn off? I'm sure we've talked about this before, but it seems like there's a lot of '80s tunes coming in, right?
Some of them I'm not as familiar with, like Dream Theater. So I don't know if that's a '90s song. Strobro Mike, but it looks like 95% of these are 80s.
Yeah.
They're all 80s.
I think because we were all little kids in the 80s.
Yeah.
Except for Oopie. He was in his 20s.
Yeah. I mean,
he'd already... He's looking at AARP in the 80s.
Retirement.
Oh, there's a current. There go. Flyleaf got texted in by
okay,
Tisha. Thank you,
there
Tisha.
We go. I like that.
Oh, dude.
Like a thrusting song.
This is my kind of Friday show right here.
I mean, this is...
Just gonna put on some records and jam, right, guys?
This is a phenomenal song.
It's a phenomenal song!
Like, you know, when you're out, like driving around, you're at a bar.
Dude, windows down or something.
Yeah.
Spring day and studio comes on.
Yep. You're out somewhere in a summertime thing.
Oh, yeah. Natalie and Bruglia Torn never gets turned off.
Wow, yeah, no.
Never.
Boingo, boingo, who's that?
Like, the planet is billions of years old, and we're lucky enough to be alive at the same time as Phil Collins.
Damn right.
Look at us, man.
They just all had full percussion bands and stuff behind them.
Dude, I don't know how they afforded the tour. I mean, I guess there was a lot more money in the music business back then, but...
Yeah. Well.
Think about how much money... Rush would have made just being a trio.
Yeah. Making all the cash.
Hold on a second.
Ooh.
What do you got?
Yeah. They don't care how it sounds. I always turn like a prayer to maximum volume and sing along. No. You don't have to apologize for... Nobody ever has to apologize to us for any of
their
songs.
Any of your music choices.
Yeah, because we love all of the weird stuff. That's not even weird. It's just, you know, older. We love the stuff.
Can I just say something to you, bro, on the text line?
Yes.
Over the summer, we did a lot of road trips, my family and I.
Yeah.
In the new family truckster.
Yeah.
And I would just put on random playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say one of the most heavily rotated artists of my summer 2020 was Madonna.
Really?
She came up a lot.
Interesting.
And I am with you all day long.
Okay. I don't hate that.
A little bit of this.
There you go. No, I don't hate Madonna. It's too bad. She's all, she's cray cray.
Yeah, did she really claim that she's never drank or taken a drug?
Right.
Like, she claimed that in an interview recently.
Really? I don't know.
I am mad at Madonna.
Yeah, still good.
I am mad at Madonna.
Ooh, Lifehouse. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Tammy, yeah.
Obviously.
You and Hambone both. Hambone, I mean, I don't know if he has anything in his rotation other than Lifehouse. Best of, deep cuts, B-sides, acoustic.
Oopie's wife is blowing up a spot saying he's got another song. If I could find it real quick.
Right, yeah, Dunson. Did Madonna say all that in a British accent?
Yeah, right.
I've never taken out gold on age road.
She said he cranks up Little Red Corvette when they're driving around.
Oh.
Claps twice after they say Little Red Corvette. Songs you never turn off. You got some cool ones, too. Punk's Not Dead from Exploited. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I like that. Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker Band, bro? Oh, I'll play that in a second.
You a Marshall fan?
Dude, I love Marshall Tucker Band. I almost cursed. Prince is so good.
No, he's phenomenal. Guess that makes it all right. You see, what have I got to lose? Money, I say.
Little Red Corvette. Oh! There you go. There you go.
No, Prince is phenomenal. You don't turn Prince
off. You don't turn Prince off.
Josh off to Prince if you want.
Many people have joshed off to Prince. I'll tell you right now.
Well, that's it.
And that's how that goes. All right, what are other ones coming in?
Oh, man. They're just flying in here. That Marshall Tucker one you liked. Where was one I saw a little while ago that was older? Eddie Huey Lewis.
Again, I can take you back to my college days where you say, why did I not get laid in college? Because I was cranking this out of my dorm room.
Seriously. Chicks were walking by looking. They were naked. They literally walk up your door naked, go to
knock the door and hear. Hear some pan flute and go, right.
Two naked chicks next to each other were like, wait, was that...
Joe, too?
Is that pan flute? And the one
He's
like,
not really cranking MTB in there, is he?
Like, any flute at all. Let's get out of here. And they both left. They both left.
Excuse me!
Hi!
Were you coming to touch my privates?
Did you ladies need a lift as you scoot out a mile?
Whee!
Where are you ladies headed? Woo!
Family Tradition by Hank. That's a good one. Text line. K-Rock's rating's about to go up. Finally playing good songs. Man, I'd play some MTB all day. Gonna take a freight train down to the station, low.
Wait, this isn't...
I
don't care
where it goes. What?
I thought you were going to play Marshall Tucker Band.
I am.
Why are you playing Pop Evil?
Oh, you're right.
They're in Pop Evil.
Highest mountain, yeah! Oh! Get it, beetle-doo-doo. Boston.
Why am I drawing a blank on Boston? What do they do?
Oh, you know
Boston. I know the band. I just can't.
See, this is what the show on K-Rock is, guys.
Think of a song.
We don't fit into a genre.
No.
We hang out and play music that we like.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Journey. I know you do.
There's a couple. There's so many bands, and we've talked about it before. There's so many bands that I only like because my mom got me into them when I was like 8, and it's just carried over forever.
Yeah.
Journey is definitely one of them.
Mom and Dad bands.
Yeah.
You know this. This is Boston right here, bro. You know Boston.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I could not for the life of me think of the song.
What's your name, Nathan Schitts? Do you want to relax?
Ooh, I like Peter Frampton.
Yeah. Frampton Comes Alive. I was, again, listening to that when I was probably too young to be cranking Frampton Comes Alive in my car.
Yeah.
Ooh, Tom Petty's good ones. Those are good. I never turn off a Tom Petty song. Oh,
wow.
Juggalo and Twitch. Hold on a second.
What? I'm on the text line. What do you got?
Great one. Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way, bro.
Joe Walsh was the guy that his house had the Fraggles in it, right?
I got dizzy. I blacked out there. What happened?
Is that not?
No.
Huh. Maybe Joe Cocker I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that must be it.
Googled the guy who lived in the
Ben
Fraggles
Riley.
House.
Thank you for the bits, man. I'm probably going to get in trouble on Twitch for playing these clips, aren't I? I don't know.
No, it's your own version of them because we're singing over them.
Oh, all right. Ben Riley with some Friday bits. Thank you, brother. 1,000 bits in Twitch. Appreciate you. Whoo! Ben Riley might be coming for Capone. I don't know. Capone's...
Uh-oh.
I would think over the course of the dance parties, Ben gave more bits than Capone, but we're not there yet. Let's keep the battle going. Anyways, what else is going up? Joe Walsh, bro. You know what other band... Well... They only got really one song.
Who?
Hold on.
Ooh, Talking Heads. Yeah, Butthole Surfers. Yeah. Where was another one?
Just the riff on this I love.
I like this. Yeah.
Leslie West, I think. I think he's like lost all of his limbs at this point. I don't know.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah, he got like sick. I don't know. Jesus. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, and anything by Queen. You're damn right Queen doesn't get turned off.
I don't know that band. Finally, some cowbell, right, Tim?
Finally.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my kind of Friday, guys. Thank you for starting this. It just shreds, right, man?
And yeah, I don't think we can play like any Suicide Silence stuff.
Oh, probably not.
As much as I'd like us to.
Probably not.
Yeah, they they start right out with it.
Do they? All right.
Most of their songs.
Magic Carpet Ride, Juggalo says, another good one coming in.
Like the Aladdin song? Or is there another?
No, you know this. Hold on a second. You know the song.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. No. Steppenwolf. Like is that the song?
Yeah.
No, you know Steppenwolf. Wait for
I
it.
I know of Steppenwolf. I'm sure I...
This is a good driving tune right here.
Let me look.
It kicks in. Okay. I like to be...
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Like it so far. Okay. All right.
Here it goes.
Oh, okay. So it started out cool, and then it went right into like a little kind of like...
Eh. I know, they messed it up, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I messed it up.
You didn't mess it up.
Ooh, all right, now we're getting into some more current music, I guess. Eagle Eye Cherry, Safe Tonight, never turning that off. Money for Nothing, nice. What?
The entire Conehead soundtrack.
Is that a good soundtrack?
Hey, man, I bet.
Hold on a second.
And think about it. It was that time. It was the mid-90s. Every mid-90s, one of those movies had the best soundtracks. I bet there was all sorts of bands in it.
Wow. That was the first song on it, except Slash did it, Magic Carpet Ride.
Oh, really?
And then they go into Tainted Love.
Okay.
No More Tears by Katie Lang.
Jeez.
Kodachrome by Paul Simon. I don't know this song.
Oh. Probably sucks. Oh.
I know the song. Yeah, you're right. You don't like Paul Simon?
I do not.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't hit me right.
It doesn't?
I don't know what it is about him.
I used to sing Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard back in my youth.
That song creeps me out so much, man.
Oh, I don't understand it.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's weird. He does laughy little like giggles in it for no reason. I don't know. I don't like it. It's weird. Simon and Garfunkel suck.
So, wow. What'd they do to hurt you, bro?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what
Seal,
it is.
Seal, Kissed by a Rose, that never tunes off.
Oh, God, that is such a good soundtrack.
That's a great song.
Jesus, that's a good soundtrack.
That's on the Batman Forever soundtrack,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Dude, the 90s were the best era of soundtracks, right?
Da-da-da. Yeah, The Crow soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Big Wreck.
Dude, that tune.
Yeah, man.
Hold on, I'll play that.
Is that the... That one?
Yes.
Where it goes from like...
Well, no, there's two. This is the one they're talking about. I don't really know this Big Wreck song.
Former K-Rock of Hot Otters, Big Wreck.
But this is the best Big Wreck song.
Yes. Yes, it is. Which one did they play at?
We're just hanging on a Friday. Good morning, this is K-Rock.
You damn right. You damn right. You and me both.
Three, yes.
K-Rock is on three they played?
Yeah, man, that one was the... Was that the first time I'd ever seen Our Lady Peace?
Oh, I love Our Lady Peace so much.
Yeah, Our Lady Peace, Smash Mouth, Space Hog, Stabbing Westward, Third Eye Blind.
That's a good lineup. It's a good lineup.
Eve 6.
Wait, where... What was the date on that?
98.
I was at that!
Really?
I was at the Third Eye Blind one, Vernon Downs, right?
Nice. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Because Stephen Jenkins said that we woke him up because we were being so loud. He was up at his hotel.
Oh, wow.
That's all I remember.
That's pretty cool.
All right, we'll come back. Bam, 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 bam. Jake Arbender, Harvey Danger is one of the most underrated bands of all time. I saw you text that, twitch that in. Flagpole Sitta is probably their worst song.
See, yeah.
Sean Nelson's one of the best lyricists ever to live, and nobody knows it.
Nope. That's the only song I know.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's it.
That band kills it.
You and my best friend are the only two people I know that like that band.
Is he a big Harvey Danger fan?
Yep.
I have an autographed Harvey Danger set list on my wall, and nobody would even care. They're like, why would you do this? That band means so much to me.
It's cool, though.
I gotta ask. Everybody is posting about... This Sandler movie that, is it Hubby Halloween? Hubie, what is it?
That's funny you say that. I'm eventually going to post it in my pictures, like in my phone. I have it ready that I'm going to put it up eventually that at some point I'm going to have to watch this. I watched the trailer of it on Netflix and I got to watch it.
But everybody's saying it's great.
Yep. It looks great. It's because it's old school Adam Sandler stuff.
Just silly goofiness?
Yes, he's not trying to do...
Uncut Gems stuff? Or
yeah, I mean, even that was good.
Punch Drunk Love.
I haven't seen the Uncut Gems thing yet, but I heard that was really good, and it was a little more serious. But you remember how he kind of like just got... He tried to do comedies.
Right.
Not silly, Happy Madison production movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the... He got out of it because, you know, that what was that terrible haircut movie? You don't mess with the Zohan or how bad that
one
was.
Yeah.
And even that was a little, that wasn't him. He was trying to do characters. Just be goofy, and that is the character itself, and that's what he's doing in this. He is goofy kind of, you know, what was his name? Hubie?
Hubie Halloween?
Yeah, he's doing that. And it looked funny, man.
All right, I want to watch the trailer. I'm getting mixed text right now. It was wicked funny. It was great. It sucked. So what was it?
I don't know.
What was it?
You could probably play the trailer on here. I think it's rated like PG.
Yeah, it's a kid. It's like fine movie.
It's not.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight with the kids.
Because I don't know if it's for kids or if it's, you know what I mean?
Listen, they're my kids. They've heard me say a lot worse.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I'm sure they don't.
But also tied into that, this news anchor played a cameo role in it. Like as a news anchor. They're like, hey, will you be in our movie as a news anchor? And she was, so the news station fired her.
Who? What? Oh, just a random...
Just a random news anchor.
Why? What?
Because news people are so uptight.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, TGIF, right? I mean, am I right? Right,
am
guys?
Am I right, though?
You know, TGIF?
I mean, but...
Right?
But...
weekend.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
As we get ready to head out into the weekend. News, weather, sports, traffic. All the way.
Text line brought to you by Adirondack Food and Fuel. 315-364-109 KRock text line. I've obviously been bumping back with a lot of metalcore lately.
Well, Josh, that was quite the loud music. My nephew that wears nail polish listens to that.
And you guys always ask me, do you want me just to tell you the bands when I play them? Because I get so many messages saying,
right?
Who's that band? Who's that band? There's such a world of people that want to know these bands. That's the band Fit for a King.
They're good. They're very good. They're good live. Is that the band I have... Yeah, when me and my sister went to Warped Tour, they signed our jerseys.
Fit for a King?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you love my midlife crisis music, I will tell you the band names when I bump back with them from now on because you guys keep asking.
Who was that? That just popped up in my my memories thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've been listening to that for 11 years now because it was the anniversary of the first show I went to in Rochester.
Ooh.
Every Time I Die and Bring Me the Horizon and Oh Sleeper.
Ooh.
All very good.
All right, let's watch this trailer.
Okay.
So if you're new to the show on K-Rock, we are also a video streaming show. We are on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. In Twitch, we can give you visuals. So in Twitch, you're going to be watching along with us. Radio World, you're just going to listen to this.
I had my testicles all this entire time.
Oh, well, we know. We know. The police are here.
Oh, no.
So this is, I don't even know how to pronounce it yet.
Is it Hubie Halloween?
Hubie Halloween.
I think it's Hubie. They say his name in it, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
It's in there somewhere, I think. I don't know.
And if they curse in this, I'll just dump it because I haven't watched it yet. I want to watch it live.
I think they do. Maybe I don't even think you hear a poop word.
I know you've got your costumes picked out for the frightful festivities.
Is that Beyonce?
I don't know. I think it's like their...
Sounds like Beyonce.
Does it?
Like, not the music, the lady.
The lady talking?
And I hope you all get more treats than tricks.
Yeah.
Halloween's your partner.
He's just funny. He's just funny.
I like that voice. Halloween's your partner.
Is he a good guy? Hubie Dubois is the nicest guy.
Hubie Dubois?
Give me some happy Halloween word churches. You can pass it out to the kids.
Thank you so much.
They throw it right in the garbage.
It's stupid and funny. He's Halloween's biggest fan, Hubie Halloween, Hubie Dubois.
Oh my God, was that the Sasquatch lady?
Who?
I'll tell you who took him. It was that damn Sasquatch.
Well, he has his own universe. Did you see that he wants to do this whole like deep universe of all of his movies?
Because they're all, I mean, every character is in every movie.
He has the same group.
Yeah.
He has Rob Schneider, he has that old lady, he has...
Yeah, they're all.
I can't even name them. They don't have names. You just know their face.
I was gonna say that's the thing. They don't have names. They're all just characters. They're all characters.
Yeah, right.
As a trained volunteer, I know what it's like when your spooky fun gets out of hand.
Oh, but you did.
No.
The supermarket's selling expired bacon. Janet at the library has not been herself lately.
I heard a voice in the sewer.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize.
Like, that part looks funny.
It looks funny.
He's running into the police station telling things that aren't, you know, really emergencies. And in the last one, he's got a costume on, like he's a different person.
Because I didn't recognize him.
Like, that's funny.
It's Keenan, Twitch.
It's
Keenan.
And more importantly, you see who's in it?
Who?
Well, I mean, and I always get a little twinge because he, you know, replaced Chris Farley with him. But I still love that old Doug Heffernan is getting his shot.
That's Kevin James?
Yeah.
As the policeman?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. I love
it. Yeah, he's the cop.
It's pretty impressive how long he's been a loser.
Mess with Hubie Dubois.
Murder!
The Salem tradition.
You gotta expect a scare here or there.
There's something off in this town.
Are you getting angry?
And there's real zombies and stuff?
Right. It's probably got some spooky parts because it's probably pretty cheesy for a little bit. I am very sure.
Yeah, and the lady, that's the mom from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Who was also dressed sexily in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in his universe too.
I mean, she's been hot forever.
Yep. I know.
She doesn't age a minute.
It looks
It looks silly.
It looks cute, funny. Like, I'll wait until I've got a solid buzz and or, you know, someone else has ripped a bong or something.
An associate.
You know what I mean?
Everybody is saying that it's funny. Only had a couple people say that it was not that great.
It looks dumb. It does sound like Polly.
Mr. Lambert, is that you?
Oh, no.
Salem PD?
Yeah, you're over here. This is Hubie DuBois.
I can't not hear Pauly now. I can't not hear Pauly now. Hubie DuBois is Pauly. I can't not hear it. You can't not, is that why you're laughing? Hubie DuBois is Pauly Sebelia. He sounds exactly like him.
I didn't even hear it at first.
People are strange. When you're a stranger, faces look good.
Salem needs me.
What are you going to do, Mr. DuBois?
He was just in Salem.
You and me are October 31st.
Oh, my God. He just visited Salem with his girlfriend. Salem needs me. Guys, this is not right.
I can't live.
Guys. Guys. Stupid goddamn Pauly is Hubie DuBois. They're the same person.
I think it's the funniest thing that's ever happened.
They're the same goddamn. They look so much like the same goddamn person.
You gotta expect a couple scares to happen.
Salem needs me. Salem needs me.
I wonder if he's aware of this movie.
I think Brett X tweeted that same thought
really?
At him. But I had never watched any of the trailer. He even looks like a man.
That picture wouldn't have. That we can
him
share,
and a mustache?
That we can share in Twitch of his mustache. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was great.
He's Hubie DuBois.
I didn't connect that at all. And then the second I read the tweet or the text that came in was the second he spoke again. And it was an immediate.
I'm going to sue you. I'm going to have to sue you.
That's my likeness.
This is my, guys.
That's my likeness.
That's my likeness.
I don't sound like that.
Hubie DuBois was based off Pauly Sebelia, 100%.
Pauly DuBois.
No one in Salem is safe tonight.
So would you lose your thermos?
Oh,
that'll never happen.
Anyway.
We got an unsolved mystery here.
Oh.
Hubie! And you know who did this?
Not now, Hubie.
Mayor,
I suggest we cancel Halloween immediately.
We ain't canceling a damn thing.
This is some Dateline NBC shit.
Yeah, see, they don't.
Yeah, they bleep it out.
Because it's for kids.
It's for kids. I'll watch this with my family tonight.
That'll never happen. Yeah. That's even a Pauly quote.
Oh, my God.
I don't ever say that.
Just someone who takes himself too seriously.
Oh, man. Ugh.
Well, a Boston news anchor has been fired by stupid news people. Dude.
Okay.
We say this all the time. News people take themselves so seriously.
Yeah.
And when you think, wow, news anchors take themselves so seriously, I'm here to tell you there's only one person above who takes them more serious than they do, and that's their boss, the news manager, like the managers of the news station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
like
my God.
Like the news director.
Yep.
Yeah, takes the news so goddamn seriously that I feel terrible for this woman because she was fired for appearing in Hubie DuBois.
Like, she'll get, like, that's one of those where it's a blessing in disguise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She'll get picked up by somebody.
Yeah, now she'll get picked up by somebody at a way better of a market, a better station.
Well, she was in Boston. It was a big market.
Well, I mean, like.
But somebody was not so uptight. Jeez.
I mean, it's like a nicer area market. You know what I mean? Like a better market. Like,
man.
Not a New York City where it's, you know, cold and rainy. Like, she's going to go down to, like, Florida
or
something.
Like, think about the. Now, this is what her tweet said. I'll read you her tweet.
Unbelievable.
And again, I don't know all the backstory. A lot of times in media, if you guys want to know the truth, they'll find a way to fire you and claim it's some other reason. Yeah. So maybe she was already on the chopping block.
And she said that she had a doctor's appointment why she couldn't be at work that day. And she went and did this.
So she lied. So this is what they would do. If they really wanted to keep you, they would keep you.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to get rid of her for some other reason,
yeah.
I mean, it happens. I can only speak to radio, not TV, but it happens in radio all the time.
Yeah.
You got somebody who's making six figures and you want to fire them, but they got a contract. You can just say, oh, well,
oh, you did
you
that?
Violated the contract by wearing Ooh. Shorts to work. You yeah. said you can't. I mean, it's easy. It's easy as that.
It's in the handbook.
It's in the handbook,
you
guys.
You signed it. Here's, is this your signature?
Yeah.
Right here? Is that yeah. you?
Contracts rarely, if ever, benefit the talent.
Yeah.
That's just part of the biz. So, Aliana,
Big L. Big L, hey.
Tweeted out, I have some news to share. Earlier this week, I was let go from 7 News.
Breaking news.
I am posting this because I want to be open and honest. Last year, I participated in a cameo role in the recently released Netflix movie by Adam Sandler, Hubie Halloween. In doing so, I mistakenly violated my contract with the station, and I understand why management unfortunately chose to terminate me. So management.
What was in her contract then?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't get into it, but they found a reason.
That's what I'm saying. They found something in her contract. They were that pathetic.
Right.
That there was something in her contract that said she couldn't be in a movie.
Well, now, if I may just play devil's advocate for a minute. I couldn't just go, and Cody just couldn't go be in a movie without letting someone know here. That's the issue.
Yeah, like, well, yeah.
If they're hosting a movie and they're like, hey, we want people to play radio DJs, I would have to at least let Mr. Krabs or Boss Lady know.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to let somebody know first.
Because they do, you know, have rights to our likeness. We can't go do the show on K-Rock somewhere else. It's theirs.
Yeah.
So I think that she did screw up by not letting anybody know, but I also think the other thing happened. I also think they're probably trying to get rid of her, and this is how they got rid of her.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't.
And it stinks.
They wouldn't fire. You know what I mean? Like, we would have to tell somebody, but also if we didn't miss the show, if we did the show,
mm-hmm.
and when we left, we went and did that, we also wouldn't get fired for it either.
No, they wouldn't care.
You know what I mean?
Mr. Krabs, I think it's funny.
No, he would go, be like, oh, you're in a movie, huh? Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, so they were looking for a reason, or she was supposed to be on assignment or something, and
yeah,
she didn't.
Yeah, if she blew
it.
Off work like that, you said, and just said, I gotta go to the doctors.
That seems like what it is.
It's a little shady.
Because why else? What? That doesn't make any sense. Even if you have a no-compete clause,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of us in this industry do, the news, radio, whatever, mm-hmm. we've got those. That's not competing. It's a movie. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's not like you're competing with another news or another news organization.
It boils down to the news taking themselves so newsy news.
Yes, it's just a matter of
like, well, now how you've hurt your credibility.
Right.
What can we... You've hurt your credibility.
Right. You would think that the 8 pounds of makeup that they plop on would hurt some of their credibility.
No, but they don't, man. We are your home for SU Athletics 94.9 in the Utica area. Of course, Syracuse area, TK99.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
ugh.
Liberty Q.
Jesus.
Are they still the dog?
I think they're going to lose, man. So Vegas, again, knows something we don't. And Liberty is a put-together team in their own right. They may not be a huge, D1 powerhouse or mm-hmm. anything. I think they're still just an FBS school, right? Is that what they are? They're not. I think they're not even in the league.
No, they're not.
But they're a decent team, man. And Syracuse needs to figure out something, because I'm hearing weird things like, well, they're going to see what they got with some of these other kids, but then they'll start Rex Culpepper against Clemson because they need the experience there. Well, that's weird. Just let Rex play tomorrow then, too. Let him play tomorrow, and then let him play next week. Like, well, we need to see what we got for the future of the program. That's not now, though.
I'm an idiot when it comes to sports, Cody.
Yeah.
That's no secret.
Yeah, you're getting there, though.
But if something's not working,
yeah,
I would know to change it.
Right.
And it seems like coaches, I don't want to badmouth Babers because I love him. I really
no,
do
no,
love
he'll be
him.
Safe this year, but if this is next year too, he's gone.
But I don't understand why Babers always, he to his benefit, sticks with his guy.
Yeah.
Always sticks with the guy. No, he's going to start.
Yeah.
But maybe we don't. Maybe we try something else.
Right? I keep hearing this buzz about this kid from that was really good at in high school in Texas.
Yeah.
Like, let him play against Liberty then. Let him play. That way he's got a little whatnot under his belt, and then he can go into Clemson and have at it. It's just weird. It's a weird where coaches, I mean,
they don't stick with their guy.
Yeah, they don't want to admit they're wrong, and You know, if he all of a sudden goes, all right, this guy's a starter, then it's like, well, I thought Rex was good enough to, you know what I mean? I don't know if it undermines things.
Yeah, like,
they are in a real bad spot.
They're in a bad spot.
And that sucks. That's why this year, thank God, doesn't count. It counts, but in the terms of...
Like, it's a weird year,
like,
right?
Andre Sisco, if he was a senior, Andre Sisco wouldn't have had to leave type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the year for... going forward doesn't count. You know what I mean? Like, they don't lose a year of eligibility.
Yeah, everybody's still eligible, right?
Like that. So it doesn't count for that, but it counts as far as, you know, counting.
Maybe
you know what I mean?
Like,
it still is a real season.
Maybe I don't have that coach's ego where I don't want to admit I'm wrong. If I'm doing something that's terrible.
Yeah. I think
you do the terrible show every day. All right.
No,
it'd be like if the QB's not working out.
Yeah. Just go with Rex. Let him, I mean, unless they want to go with the young kid, but and then just stick with him and then worry about it in the offseason. And then you're just going to have to deal with it going into the next year, because you're going back and forth has got to rattle people's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this Rex Culpepper kid has got to be like, well, if I'm, you know, definitely going to start versus Clemson because of my experience, let me start and play versus Liberty, which I'm sure he will.
Right.
I'm sure he will.
You got to look at it like, okay, coach, you brought me here. Why not use me?
Well, Culpepper, I don't know if he did. He's been there for a little bit because he had he's the tough son of a bitch that beat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he's been there longer than, but all of these other kids are all Baber's recruits now. They're all his kids.
Like,
so.
I know all the super sporty guys will become ripping me apart saying, like, yeah, but this guy, like, all the stats and all that. I don't care. I'm just saying, if I'm not working, you change it.
Yeah. No, even if it's not. It wasn't DeVito's fault this year, because that offensive line was one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen. But you know what I mean? If it's not working, just try anything else. And they didn't. Look, that time that Culpepper came in when DeVito got hurt for
could
that
have been
couple
lucky,
minutes.
Though. Who knows?
Yeah, that's the other thing is they don't know.
Day coverage brought to you by Warner Sales and Service.
He was so good. He would have been playing this whole time type deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's weird. With the, like I said, they're in a rough spot where this year is just going to be, the rest of the year is going to be just hoping that something works out and DeVito doesn't peace out.
Yeah.
Because if I were DeVito, to save my NFL career, if I caught wind that I could still maybe go in like the third or fourth round, I might leave.
Sure.
Because through no fault of their own, but Syracuse is ruining DeVito's chances with no.
Why?
No,
because
line.
He's actually a good QB who somebody could use?
Yeah, he could be decent if he got. You know, the time that, like, that Dak got back there, or, mm-hmm. you know, like, Drew Brees gets behind his line. If he had a couple little bit, you know, maybe he'd be a lot better, because he was, you know, okay.
Yeah, Culpepper was Schaefer's guy.
Okay, yeah, so he was there for a little bit.
We both have heard nightmarish stories about, like, Lunesta and Ambien and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, people do crazy stuff. Didn't you do, what did you do on it?
Lunesta. Was it Lunesta? Was that the one we took, like, 8 of them?
Uh-huh.
And then you fight it. You mix it with booze and...
Oh, no, no, no.
I mean,
no.
It's stupid. Jesus Christ, if there's
Shane,
anything...
Shane, yeah, send it on my Instagram. Message me there.
Anything that's ever been stupid that I've done, it's that. For the love of God, don't ever even...
Like, AJ
attempt.
Will tell stories of just, like... Yeah. You see his tweets.
Yes.
He tweets on Ambien all the time.
Yeah.
Paulie had the story... Sorry, Hubie had the story where he...
I don't think that's funny.
I don't think that's funny.
I don't like Halloween that much.
Hubie... had the story where he woke up naked in front of his TV.
Yeah.
Like, standing like Superman. Thank you, JoJo.
Didn't Paulie drive somewhere? Like, he woke up and he had, like, something...
One of AJ's friends drove somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, they drove to a Wendy's.
Yeah,
and they don't remember
how
they got there.
Right.
All of this on those drugs. So, Josh, why are you bringing that up? Because a pastor on a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit has been arrested... because she woke up to him peeing on her.
Oh. That's not
fun. He claims it was because he was on Ambien.
Oh,
and he didn't know where he was.
That sucks. Well, too bad, man. I mean, that sucks and it's unfortunate. And maybe the judge will not...
be lenient?
Yeah, maybe they'll be more lenient and not give you such a harsh penalty. But it's not like you still get the consequences.
Yeah, like, you can't do that. Like, I can't say that, oh, I was drunk, that's why I hit those kids.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Well, I was going to say I was drunk, that's why I peed on you.
Right,
you're
you
still
can't
not,
say that. Right.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
chose to take the Ambien.
At least with this, it might be a teeny bit more of a credible argument.
I think it is. Obviously, if I'm hammered and I peed on somebody, then that's all on me.
Well, because if it's drunk, I feel like you could get anything, any type of charge.
Yeah.
Sexual assault, something. At least with this, maybe it's just, I don't even know. I don't. What do you get charged with?
Well, I don't. All right, hold on a second.
If you got charged.
One of our, Cindy is watching in Twitch. She says he's a prominent pastor down there in North Carolina where she's watching from.
Oh, yikes.
Here's the woman who got peed on.
It started to get warm on this side of me. I jump up and I seen his private area out, so I screamed and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me. There was like a puddle of pee in the seat. He didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there. Since then, I probably only got maybe like 4 hours of sleep.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't blame you for only getting like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, you just got peed on by a guy.
He got peed on. I'm sorry.
Danny in Twitch says, I called my mom on Ambien and told her everything I've ever felt guilty about and fell and smashed my head on the kitchen island. Still have the scar.
Yikes. I'm looking for the picture.
Of what?
Of when we were on
Ambien?
The Lunesta. Because Ambien, now Ambien, unfortunately, was in my insomnia BS where it didn't touch me. Where I was so distraught that one time where that Ambien did nothing for me. I took like three or four of them.
Oh, really?
And I still sat wide awake. So Ambien, unfortunately, not too good for me. But Lunesta, that was intense. I don't remember.
You should take an Ambien, go right to sleep. You're having trouble sleeping.
You'll be good to go. You go right back to sleep. You'll be fine. You might pee on somebody, but
right. Like
you know that now.
I don't know why I'm cutting this poor guy a break, but I've just heard so many Ambien stories that I feel like if that really is what happened.
He sounds like a credible, forget any joke you want to make about a pastor or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He sounds like a reputable person, you know. He sounds like somebody in Twitch said that he's, you know, a member of the, you know, the community down there or whatever in the Carolinas. So it sounds like he just had a very bad, unfortunate reaction, which is still going to end up messing with him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It'll still end up costing him.
Yeah.
But
that's a bummer.
Better than it being, you know, what it could be, I guess.
Yeah. He might get, like, an exposing himself charge or
that's
something,
That's what I'm
too.
Saying. Like, yeah, you want to be careful with that. That's what I'm saying. You don't know.
If you're watching in Twitch, we're already looking at the preview of Shane's Wheel of Tattoos Flash.
Awesome.
Some pretty good ones. Made a couple of changes, but I think he's got a lot of them nailed right down.
Super cool.
I mean, the Ghostbuster slot machine is just a badass tattoo.
I just want it.
I just want it.
And see, now you want to spin it.
No, I think you're doing it. No,
good
I do not.
Thing you're spinning it.
No, I am not. Will not.
Oh, he is, guys.
Cannot. Do not.
Cannot.
Cannot. Will not.
That doesn't even make sense.
Ah, it's gonna be a face tattoo. I think whatever I get.
Ooh, yeah.
For my kids.
If you start saying you cannot and will not, and you know all the Twitch and text line people will turn on you, and you'll end up having to.
America's clumsiest names, Cody Mack.
Names?
Yeah.
Bumbles.
Yeah, I think if you were named Bumbles, you're probably a little clumsy.
Did not
make the list.
How?
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Bumbles.
Bumbles.
What?
No, the top names are Kyle, Blake, and Brian.
Kyle?
Kyle.
Blake and Brian.
Is the clumsiest person in America.
Okay. Why?
There's no connection. They've just looked at the most like accidents that have happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, then it should be
by Kyle.
Should be Cody, then, is the amount of crap that I've done.
You didn't make the top 10, bro.
No, me, I'm out. Bumbles is out. This list sucks.
Haley is number one for women.
Gregory.
Mm-hmm. Gregory's on the list, yep.
That's weird.
Bumbles, he says.
Yeah, Emily wants to know if she's on it. She's clumsy.
Emily, you are not on the top 10.
Not Bumbles.
So what they did, like I said, is they found, I think that the correlation is probably, there's a lot of people just named Kyle.
Probably.
And they go to the hospital because they got in accidents.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of women named Haley.
Yeah.
They go to the hospital. I don't think there's any correlation between.
What a weird list. How do you even.
I know, right? It's in People magazine, so it's got to be true.
Oh, yes. That's one of my more popular magazines that I like to read.
People?
Yeah, People. Us.
Jugs.
American Housewife. Definitely Jugs. What's that other one? What's the other one? Not Penthouse, Jugs.
Hustler.
Yeah. Hustler. Is that the, that's like what my dad had. My dad was not, he did not enjoy tasteful pornography.
Took a turn, didn't it?
That's what I got immediately exposed to was Hustler. Like, yeah, but what? Yeah, here's Playhouse. Most boys see, and it's
Playboy,
just like
Playboy, yeah,
Playboy, and they're just like got their legs closed as hard as they can, and you see like, this tiny little strip of hair.
You're like,
I like saw where a baby was being born.
It explains a lot.
A little bit.
Because if you look at how you and I are.
Yeah.
I only found the Playboy magazine in the laundry room. You're looking at, you know, you're doing full cervix exams.
Yeah, they really
in
were.
In your dad's magazine.
They really were. It was like, Frank God.
Frank had no room for imagination. He wanted to see it.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was no, I don't want to think about it.
No.
I want to be about it.
Whereas me, I want to be all about it.
You'll get that.
Whereas me, I like them in like a little like lace. Oh, you gotta kind of think about it. Ooh, what's behind that? Ooh, what are they wearing underneath
under that?
What's back there? Nah, not Frank Lisi.
No.
You're an OBGYN looking those books.
And then he could just be like, I'm a nurse, so it's for medical purposes.
Yeah, it's for science and stuff.
Nah, man, you weird.
Whew. Well, that took a turn, but thank you. Angie Boo, thank you for that sub in Twitch. We appreciate it. All right.
Annoying.
So we thank you. We thank Kyle for being the clumsiest people in America. Coming up this hour, what do I have lined up? What? There's rotten zombie Skittles?
Oh, not again. No. I won't do that. I'm not doing it. I won't do it. But I refuse to do it.
Why?
Dude, it's the worst. Remember the jelly bean?
Yeah, the barf
Think
one?
Of the worst one of all of them and combine it and make it taste like fish.
What? Why are they doing this? Just because it's Halloween?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh,
they were.
Oh, man. I'm not trying them.
Dude, they were so bad. I had them for a while, and I did it. I would do it as a joke because you don't know which one is it.
Because it looks like a regular Skittle.
And you just bite into it, and it's like a fish. Like a
Dude,
fish
that's
poop.
Awful.
Dude, it's the worst.
Thank you for tuning in. Duncan, Halloween at the park tonight, every night, through the rest of the month. HalloweenattheParks.com. Got to get your tickets ahead of time. Don't roll up there saying, oh, I don't know. I didn't know I had to get them. You got to get them ahead of time. COVID times, guys. Come on now.
Come on.
HalloweenattheParks.com.
Ahead of time. Unlike if you want your whiskey, in which case you'll bring it to anybody, anywhere, at any point. Drop-offs only.
I'm going to throw my boot at you.
What? What's the matter?
Nothing. They're really, everybody seems to understand that it is only pickup, except for just a couple of people who didn't understand that it was pickup.
Now we're good. Yeah.
So I made a little pop-up note that says, hey, you got to pick this up.
Yeah.
I'm not like the Wicked Witch of the Booze, you know? I'm not riding my bike around with a little basket in the front handing it out, guys.
That would be hilarious.
Be hilarious, sure. I always like nice texts. This one comes from Showbro Scott. You guys make me effing laugh out loud every day. This is the best the show has ever been. You and Cody blend so good. With the quick comebacks, keep it up, guys. Long live the show. I agree. It's the best it's ever been. I'm having a great time.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
It's the best.
A lot of fun.
So, zombie Skittles. Oh, hold on. I got to read Emily's message first. Wrapping up our nudie mag conversation.
Yeah, read it because... Never mind. I'm going to be clean for once.
That took a lot for Cody to stop himself there.
I did good.
Thinking about Emily and nudie mags.
Yep.
Took a lot from the dial back.
Yep.
Hit the brakes.
I did.
Showgirl Emily
pump.
On Twitch.
Pump.
In elementary school, I was homesick. I spit my dad's collection of nudie mags. I spot my dad's collection of nudie mags and get curious. But there's one specific one I want to see. They are on the top shelf of his closet. It's one of those wire closet shelves with the white rubber stuff on it. I climb up on the shelves to get it. They all come crashing down. My dad sprints upstairs to find me on the floor surrounded by his nudie mags. Busted.
You wanted to look at boobies.
It's all right. Curiosity,
no.
Man.
No, there's nothing normal about nudity or the human body.
I know, buddy.
It is not natural in any way, shape, or form to look at, touch, visualize, picture.
Zombie Skittles are back, and Cody has had them. I will not have them.
I think I just finally threw away the bag I had in the pantry. I was done with the mistakes.
I don't know why they made these because I don't think it's funny.
It's not funny. Dude, they are the worst.
The bag says beware. Most taste delicious. Some taste like rotten zombie.
Dude, think of the worst one of those jelly beans. Think of the worst one.
The bar flavor or like the fish.
I would eat, I'll eat all of those all day. I'd rather just eat those like candy as opposed to that one zombie Skittle.
So a mom posts on social media this week. She says, if you're feeling like a bad mom today, don't worry. I have fed these Skittles to my kids for a solid month, not realizing that the Skittles inside taste like rotting flesh. They kept telling me they didn't like Skittles, and I told them to either eat them or they wouldn't get candy ever again.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Oh, that poor mom. That's great. I don't like these Skittles. They taste awful.
Too bad. You got to do what I do, and I eat whatever the kids are going to eat. What do you got there? I'll eat that. I'll try that.
Hey, well, you can't get new Skittles. You got beach nut Skittles at home.
You got the beach nut at home. What are you doing?
No, that is great.
Oh, that's savage.
That's not her fault. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wouldn't know unless you read it, you know?
Yeah.
You got to read the fine print. If you just grab Skittles, you're not thinking that, you know, a beloved candy that you would get, you know, would trick you into, here, you want to be turned off from our product for
Thank
life?
Thank you. Like, that's what I'm thinking, too. Why would you even put these in the market?
Yeah. Hey, you want to never, ever, ever want to purchase our product ever again?
Right, because I would get these and I'd go, ooh, Skittles, but they say zombie because it's Halloween.
Yeah.
No. And then I never, the same reason I've never eaten the butter popcorn jelly bean, because in 1999, it tasted so bad on that bus.
Yeah.
Flavors stay with me, man.
Yeah, they do. That's too bad. Right? I mean, but it could work in her benefit, though.
Now they don't ever want candy
again?
They
could never want candy ever again. That could be a good thing.
Man, it's poor kids.
That's awful, man.
It's poor kids?
Pretty great, though.
I've been feeding these to my kids for a month.
But what did you think, though? Yeah, Tisha said it. Yeah, the packaging says zombie flavor. What did she think
but
that
I
was?
I would have thought, oh, I get it. I mean, it's got zombie colors or something.
But they don't. They're not.
I know.
So, but what did she, when she then poured them out, you know what I mean? So if she dumped some into their hands, whatever the hell she did she not be like, oh, they're not, they're just a normal color. I wonder what's zombie about them.
I don't think she investigated.
Or what's even weirder is that if your kids say they don't like something,
because
mm-hmm. I don't have kids, but I had a little sister.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
I don't like something. I would then eat it.
Yeah, I'd say, oh, all right.
Okay, well, let me try. Let me see what don't you like about it? And then you'd eat it. Did she not ever? She just assumed that her kids were being little dicks?
Or, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't like Skittles.
Like, who doesn't like Skittles?
They're fruit flavored. Eat them. They're not fruit flavored. You're stupid. You're a bad mom.
Yeah, I would at least eat those. I would at least say, oh, give me some of those.
You know, she was like, nah, da, 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 da.
No, that's
Here's another handful.
That's the benefit of my house, is that I'm definitely going to eat whatever the kids have.
Right?
Like, I'm going to report back if it's good or not.
Yeah.
You're going to know.
Oh, that was, yeah, that's the best.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. People still avoid that wreck on a throughway. I'm hearing there's debris in the roads. I don't know if they've cleared it out yet. I'm getting some video footage of it. It's near Westmoreland. It was both sides. I don't know if they've got it down to just one side now.
Yikes.
Reaper Man. No, who is this? Repo Man sent me some video.
Oh, geez.
All right.
See that? Texas came in?
What's that?
The wreck on the throughway involved someone's worker bringing us material so they can finish a job.
Uh-oh.
Everyone all right?
I hope everyone's all right out there. Be careful, guys. Why are they saying it's going to be the toughest winter ever? Is it because of the COVID?
Yeah. Nah, I didn't. I thought we were. I didn't read the old Farmer's Almanac. Because I thought we were supposed to have a normal winter.
Yeah, but I think that they're saying
milder and drier.
Toughest winter ever. Is it because we expect the vid to come back or what? Like, why is Yahoo News saying?
Too bad. That doesn't affect anything this winter. You can be, everything can close down again like it did before. That's what we do in the winter.
Yeah.
We hunker in because the weather is trash. We're not going outside. We don't do anything.
And stop stocking up on things. Like, stop it.
I mean, other than pizza logs from Spears.
Well, get pizza logs, listen. Obviously. 3/4 of people say they're expecting the toughest winter ever, according to a new survey. On top of things, they're stocking up to prepare our face masks. Why
oh,
do you
so like that? Oh, okay. So they're doing it's a corona thing, not a weather thing. Right.
Like, why do I need to stock up on face masks? Do you not?
Do we not already have them?
Do we not have enough?
We gotta do it again and again. Don't do that. See,
this is where we got in trouble the first time.
I was gonna
say,
guys. that's when we get a bad rap. There's the media again. No, it's not the media. That's a website putting out something.
I'm not telling you to go get face masks.
No.
I think we're good with face masks.
People read one thing And that's all of the media.
Why are they stocking up on toilet paper again?
Right. What's, I mean, that's just something you want to do anyway in the winter.
Right.
That way, when you go through a week where it's, you know, negative 10 degrees outside, you're not having to run into Walmart just to get toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You get enough to last you a little bit. That way, when it's a Saturday and it's 25 degrees and it's not snowing in February, it's doing a light rain.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave your house and drive all over those slick ass roads just to get TP.
Dude, yesterday was like Christmas at my house. Got that new shark.
Oh, it,
that Prime Day shark came
Amazon,
in.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's
Amazon.
Fast.
Dude, it's so cool. Hold on.
You ask for forgiveness, please.
Oh, give it a breeze.
I got here quick.
Yeah, I got here so quick. So I get home. I love a clean house.
Hell yeah.
That thought got triggered because I was going to tell Cody I still can't find those like Clorox wipes. I even went to Lowe's and Home Depot. They're not there either. I can't find them.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to have to make a separate trip then and go to the Lowe's right by me and Cicero there.
Yeah, they have them?
Because I was just there again last week, and I didn't see, maybe I didn't look good enough to see the wipes, but that whole section was, as soon as you walk in the door, when you look, you go, oh, look, there's Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Go right straight across the Christmas. They have, like, where the light bulbs would be sometimes.
Yeah, that's where I was at mine.
Yeah, there's just a section that they literally cleared off, and they're like, put all that crap right there.
Huh.
And it's right there.
All right, then I'll come see you.
Try that. Then you can just hop right on.
But dude,
41 there.
I'll tell you right now.
Unless they don't, and then I'm a jerk.
This robot vacuum, I know it sounds...
Better?
So if you don't know the full story, I got a robot vacuum like 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half, whatever it was.
Yeah, what happened?
It's that Shark robot vacuum. Kohl's had it.
What happened to your old one?
Right when everybody went back to school and work, like a month ago.
Did it poop the bed?
It did. It pooped the bed. About a month ago, a little over a month ago. And this is on the Wheel of Tattoos, so you're going to see it. It's this is memorialized as a tattoo forever.
Yep.
I had it scheduled to run during the day when Wilbur was home. Well, everybody had been home with the fine Dr. Freddy Hot Dog, our Boston Terrier, since March.
Yeah.
So it's one of the first days. Everyone's gone. He got a little nervous, pooped by the front door.
Oh, poor guy.
The Roomba or the Shark vacuum went through the poop and drove it all over my house. All over my house. Tried to clean it, it died. It died.
It tried probably too much, and it was like, I can't.
Right.
And it was like, abort, abort,
right.
Abort. And ran back to its portal and died.
I tried to fix it.
I'm sorry.
It was dead.
So
Prime Day comes up, and I'm like, I got to get another Shark vacuum.
Because
if you've got kids and pets in your house, these robot vacuums are the best investment you're ever going to make. Because they get under everything. They get all the stuff that you don't really even see until you go to empty it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I come home. There's that big box on the porch. I open it up.
Boom.
I got the upgraded one because it was Prime Day. It was the same cost as the previous one.
Yeah.
This one empties itself, Cody.
How?
Dude.
Does it have it's a thing at its base?
Oh, my God.
And then you empty that?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
So the other one, it would vacuum, and then you kind of pick up the whole vacuum.
Yeah.
The whole big shark apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
Take the insides out and dump it.
Yeah.
This one, I'm watching it. I watched it for like 30 minutes. Like, you would think if you saw me that I was as high as a kite. Because my other shark would just do like these diagonal all over the whatever.
Yeah.
This one maps your entire house, tells you what room is what room.
Yeah.
And it has like an eyeball on the top where it drives around corners and stuff, man.
Yeah, it does. That's awesome.
So I'm
watching this
thing. I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And then it goes over to its dock, and instead of pulling up straight, it does a 360, it does a 180, backs into the dock, and then the dock sucks all the junk out of it.
That's pretty neat. And then you got to just empty that out in like, what, a week or something? Once a week?
Yeah, once a month.
Once a month?
Once a month. Mine probably once a week. Cause
you got hair, Freddie.
It's really satisfying.
No, it's great.
To see how much you vacuumed up. It's like the best feeling.
That is cool.
It's really awesome, guys. This is not a paid endorsement for Shark vacuums.
No.
But they are so cool.
That's neat. I'm going to get a new vacuum in general.
Why? You're broke?
I have a Shark, and I like it so much that when the suction or the like tube in the side of it broke, that basically sucks everything up. I just took a bandana and tied it around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To keep it from the air from being exposed.
Dude,
so it's definitely not as good as it used to be. It's still amazing. Sharks are where it's at.
I know that it's really an unrelatable topic, I bet, but the robot vacuums are the best ever. They're the best.
I got to try that.
Look, the way, where we've come with technology, robot vacuums are awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to have one back in my house. Now I'm so worried that it's just going to turn itself on and there's going to be poop.
Yeah. It's going to get it. It's going to happen
again. I did not set a schedule. I'm only letting it run when I'm in the house and I can check for logs.
Nope. It's going to happen again. You're not going to
see
it.
So is.
Freddy's just going to see it and go, oh, we're doing this again, huh? All right.
I remember
told
this
you
game.
Last thing. I told you last time. I tried to
warn you.
Thought I proved my point.
No, I guess I didn't.
Okay.
Who is that dum-dum over there on Zoom?
What's
look at
up, sucker?
Now, if you're watching on Twitch, you can see Brent X's dum-dum face.
Hello, dum-dums. Welcome to my exciting office.
Yes.
I couldn't make it in today.
Looks very official in your office, like you're doing businessy official things.
A lot of official things going on over here. You want to see the fish tank in the back over there? It's actually kind of dark in here.
Right? Oh, you got a fish tank too?
Oh, yeah. We like fish tanks. All right, so Brent X, let's start with Cody Mack's Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Who are doing... they were doing
they
well.
Do
do they still do that?
No, they. I mean, I see some fans doing it, but they were one of the teams that said they were not going to do that this year.
I was
going
to say, that's not PC anymore.
Yep. Yeah, right? You can't get away with that anymore.
No mo.
That's what I remember.
Besides that one inning where they gave up 11 runs, they've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, and boy, I feel so bad for Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. This guy just can't catch a break. He is like the best pitcher of our generation. But when you put him in the postseason, he just melts like Paulie Sebelia on a date.
And they even they let him feign an injury to lessen the pressure on him, and he still pooped the bed.
So, Cody, how you feeling, man? You're one win away from the World Series. It's a weird World Series. It was only a 60-game sprint this year as opposed to a full season, but you'll take it, right?
That's what gave me the hope that it was not a full season, so you know they maybe wouldn't be so blown out by you know September playing a full slate of games. So, I don't know. I got weird, queasy, butterfly-type feeling where I don't know how I feel right now.
And it's not over yet. They could still blow it.
Also that.
Exactly right.
Also that.
Exactly right.
It doesn't take much to win.
The Braves we're talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to win three games in a row.
Well, and that's the thing. You don't know how to feel about sports sometimes this year. Like, getting queasy, getting excited about a championship, that's a normal feeling. But
yeah.
In sports, you just don't know these days. Am I supposed to be happy about this? We're hearing more and more about teams that, you know, the Indianapolis Colts, the latest today, that have a COVID outbreak and they're just moving games around left and right. That's what happened to the Bills this past week. They had to play on a Tuesday night, of all things, because Tennessee couldn't get their act together. And then Tennessee comes out and kicks their ass on Tuesday night. That wasn't fun.
No, that was not an enjoyable game.
And Buffalo's reward is now to play Kansas City, the best team in the NFL, on Monday Night Football. They got to get healthy for that one. They were missing Matt Milano, John Brown, Trey White, Zach Moss, a number of key players. You're not going to beat Kansas City unless you're at full strength. So if the Bills get their butts handed to them in primetime games, in back-to-back games against two of the best teams in the AFC, their status as a team that can make a deep run is going to take a hit. You got to prove you can hang with these teams. They didn't Tuesday night. Now let's see what they can do against, you know, Pat Mahomes, best player.
All right. Coming off a loss.
Monday night football.
Coming off a loss on the line, Brent X. Sportsy Sports Dum-Dum over there on ESPN Radio, Q Sports Talk on Twitch. So Cody was saying this the whole time. For the Bills to play as well as they can, they got to kind of go at 100 miles an hour. They got to go full speed the whole game. Was Tuesday night's game an example of them kind of tuckering out, and do they got to do that again on Monday?
Well, what happened was Tennessee, to use a baseball reference, the Titans were like, you know, you can hit as many singles as you want. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't let him go for the deep ball. And that's where missing John Brown was huge for the Bills, because he stretches the field. And Josh Allen just loves to take shots, go down the field. He couldn't do it against Tennessee. Now, right. I don't know if Kansas City can play that zone defense, to use a Syracuse reference, as well as Tennessee did. But Cody's exactly right. This is a team that wants to go, go, go. They want to take shots. I was surprised they couldn't run the ball against Tennessee because their run defense stinks. But I'd be bummed if that's not that kind of game, because there was talk in the offseason of Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen doing, remember like those old shows, like the superstar shows where they do like the competitions?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was talk of just letting Josh Allen and Patty Mahomes, who could throw the ball furthest.
Wow, oh, that'd be cool.
Both just have cannons for arms.
I'd like to watch that.
You want to see those two in a shootout. You want to see a high-scoring back-and-forth game. And Kansas City just signed Le'Veon Bell.
Oh.
I don't know if he's going to play Monday, but how about that guy? You know, you go to the Jets, you figure out what a tire fire that place is, and you orchestrate a release, and now you're on a team that's favored to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I saw
it's funny how that works.
I saw it was between Chiefs, Bills, and possibly the Dolphins. Like, that would have been a nice piece for the Bills to have back there.
Oh, it would have been huge. It's funny how when a guy's on another team, when he's on a rival, it's like, forget that jerk.
Right?
And it comes to your team, you're like, I liked him all along.
He's
always liked that guy.
Obviously, we are your home for Buffalo Bills Monday night this week, Monday night football game, brought to you by Papa John's of Syracuse and financial partners of upstate New York. So tomorrow, Syracuse back in the dome. Earlier this week, they were a 3-point dog to Liberty. I don't know what Vegas knows that we don't know, but are they still a dog?
I learned my lesson last week. I doubted Vegas. I knew they were manipulating the line to move it more on Duke's side. That was absolutely true, no matter what they believed. And then we found out that Duke was the better team. Liberty is the newest team in the FBS.
Yeah.
They just got to the FBS level of football 3 years ago. And they are a favorite in this game, depending on which for entertainment purposes only website you peruse. They're 2.5 or a 3-point favorite. I wrote a column about it this morning, guys. This redefines must win.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Syracuse is a decimated football team. They have less than 60 scholarship players. That's not good.
Wow.
That's desperate levels of injury at this point. But it's a good enough roster to beat Liberty. Liberty's got some good players. Their quarterback, Malik Willis, is one of the best dual threat quarterbacks out there. He's the 16th leading rusher in the country and is a quarterback.
Right.
They've got a really good running back who's actually from Pittsburgh nearby in Rochester, who's one of the leading rushers in the country. And given that Syracuse gave up over 300 rushing yards last week, that's not a good plan. But top to bottom, they just don't have the roster Syracuse does. If Syracuse loses this game, full stop, it's one of the most embarrassing losses in program history.
Whoa.
You can't let Liberty come to the dome and beat you. You just can't do it. They put Liberty on the schedule as like the patsy,
right?
The non-conference game, the guarantee win to pile up wins to qualify for a bowl game. You can't lose to that team, no matter how banged up you are. So, well, I think they're going to pull it off. I think there's some weak spots in the Liberty defense that Syracuse can go after here. But you got Rex Culpepper taking over a quarterback. You got a lot of injuries at key spots. Syracuse is just going to have to gut one out here at the Dome on Saturday.
94.9 K-Rock in Utica is your home for all SU athletics, brought to you by Warner Sales and Service. If you're in the Syracuse area, Brostat TK99 will have that there. Question we had last hour that I wanted to get your opinion on, Brent X, is how much leash does Culpepper get? Because Culpepper was technically Schaefer's guy. It wasn't Dino's guy. So does he give him some time to dial himself in, or we just skip right over him?
He's got to give him some time because Rex is a fifth-year senior. He knows the offense. The other quarterbacks on this team are all freshmen.
Yeah.
You know, Dylan Markowitz, Jacobian Morgan, David Summers. These kids haven't played. You don't put your third and fourth string quarterback in at practice. They don't get reps. So you want to throw in a freshman quarterback, like maybe against Liberty you could pull it off, but you're playing freaking Clemson next week. You're going to put that kid in against Clemson? So Rex has got to hold down the fort here for about 3 or 4 games while you build up your freshman. But if this becomes a season about just development and thinking about next year, and it's a weird year, guys, because there's no win minimum to go to a bowl game. Like a one-win team could go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
You might not have enough spots this year. 2020 is weird that year. That being said, if Syracuse continues to go down this path, there comes a point where you got to put those freshmen in to see what they got.
Yeah.
Right. You got to see what kind of players they are for next year. So Rex has got to hold it down for at least the next 4 or 5 games because, you know, there's some really good teams on the horizon here.
Brent X, Cuse Sports Talk on Twitch, ESPN Radio. Obviously, lots of sports happening now.
By the way, Josh, not to interrupt you, but Rex Culpepper.
Go ahead.
So, do you know the story with this kid? I mean, he had a great story about overcoming cancer.
Right, I knew that.
His parents were on Survivor.
I knew that, yep.
Really?
His mom, I say this with respect, His mom is a 10.
Oh,
she
yeah.
is one of the hottest
yeah, yeah.
moms I've ever seen in my life.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Right.
So when Dino Babers went to, head coach Dino Babers,
thank
as you,
you
would say, went to visit Rex on his recruiting visit, right? Rex had like a dune buggy in the driveway. And Dino's like, where'd you get that? And Rex is like, no, I built this. He's like
awesome.
A MacGyver. Like,
yeah, he really is.
He's a really interesting kid. So I hope he does well just because he's got a great story. And you know, he you ask him to, he's, you know, give him a match, a paper clip and a piece of loose leaf paper. And he could build you a flashlight.
Well, all he's got to do now is build some wins, I think. And then
exactly.
we'll be very happy back here in Syracuse. All right, Brent X, thank you for talking to us, sir.
Thank you, dummies.
Bye, dummy.
I got to pick up a kicker.
Your fantasy team?
Yeah. Do I want Mason Crosby from the Packers or do I want Ryan Succop from the Bucks?
Well,
they're playing each other, and I think it'll be a high-scoring affair.
I drink out of Mason jars, so okay. I would choose Mason.
Okay. Add.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
I got to drop my current kicker, though, but that's okay.
Who's your current kicker?
Will Lutz from the Saints, but they're off this week, and it doesn't matter.
I don't like his name.
He'll be there if I really want him back after this week anyway.
So, Cody, when someone passes away, as you know, actually... Because wasn't your dad in a freezer?
Yeah.
Didn't they put him in a freezer?
Yeah. I don't know. He was in there for a while. Because of me.
Listen, Cody, he got around to it.
That guy, yeah, but I was like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah,
like, I don't have the money to get him out of there. And he don't know he's in a freezer.
So an elderly man, 74, not too old, but he was 74. He passes away.
Okay.
So they put him in the freezer. And they leave him there. And they go, all right, well, we'll be back tomorrow to start, you know, the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come back 24 hours later. He's moving around.
I was just taking a nap.
It's like...
What is going on where we can't figure out if people are dead lately?
It's right? Like, every week we got another story of, wait, oh, he was still alive? That's my bad.
Why have we gone back to medieval times?
I don't know, man. The freezer box company came back the next day to collect the freezer box and noticed that Kumar, who was the guy that was dead, was up and shivering cold. Excuse me.
I'd like to come out, please.
Excuse me.
Please let me out. Oh, my God, this thing is haunted! That's what I would... That would be my reaction to... Excuse me, I'm so cold in here.
Oh,
what was that?
So he's in the hospital right now recovering.
Let me out. I'm so cold.
Oh, dude.
The hell? Like that?
We can't seem to figure out dead bodies right now, guys.
Could you imagine? That would just be terrifying. You go and pick it up and you hear something rattling around in
like,
there?
What? Excuse me, sir?
Is that dead body moving?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
This is why we had to go back to doing wakes, guys. I don't know how we went so ass backwards in dead body science, but here we are.
I don't know what happened, but...
Here we are.
Now we gotta start poking them with a stick. I guess.
Hey. Hey, you really dead?
Hey.
Hey, for real, though. You dead in there?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, sir.
Poke him in the eye. Hey.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Are you dead or no? Or no?
No.
What about... Hey, are you going to be dead in a little while, or are you going to be alive in a little while?
Man.
Don't you be
alive again.
Don't. If I leave and you come alive, oh, I'm going to be so mad at
and
you.
And Cody, I have a... Maybe I'm an idiot, but wouldn't he have some kind of vital signs? Like, you assume this thing is dead. Do you check for a pulse or a heartbeat or anything?
Nothing, he said. You didn't do it for the allotted period of time. I know.
No, he's fine. Put him in the freezer.
Yeah, what? Yeah,
like,
maybe.
How much time are you really, like, really? Give this guy a good look over, please.
Did something, like, break? And it went off, and it was like, beep. Like, ah, he's dead. Unplug it. And even though it just said on the screen, like, error, please reboot.
It doesn't say in the article. It just says that after he allegedly passed away, they put him in the freezer box. And then...
Can you just imagine, though? Can you just imagine? I mean, you're old, mm-hmm. so I mean, whatever, but you're traumatized for life in the most horrific way.
You think so?
You woke up dead.
I don't know if
you woke up dead.
Oh, you're saying the guy is terrible?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
the
that
guy's
guy. Traumatized, yeah.
You woke up to find out you were dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... You're zipped up in a thing or you have a sheet over you. Like that guy opened his eyes and went, oh, they think I am dying now and or have dead. But or thank, have died.
Thank like, God you weren't just put in a casket.
Right?
Like, that's when it gets...
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad there's a little bit of a progress, like a process here. Instead of, I walk in on Cody, all right, throw him in the pit, and I just threw you in the pit.
Right, yeah. Seriously, what? Text line, who knows how much this has happened? We never knew it, and people have just been being buried alive and frozen and cremated.
Dude, that's...
Imagine cremated. Waking up being like, oh, I'm really hot right now.
Oh, my God.
And then you're just burned.
Well, that really bums me out. Now I never thought about that.
Yeah, burn.
I didn't even know that. You guys really took me down a...
Thaw you. You're in the freezer, and you're like, I'm freezing cold. And then all of a sudden, you're really warm.
Why do I just keep... All right. They keep... And Cody will know what I'm talking about. They keep saying he was in a freezer box.
Yeah.
Why do I keep picturing one of those Wegmans cake boxes that's like cardboard, but then it has that little plastic on the top? It's like the box is cardboard, but it has that cellophane, like where you can
put
look
a
down.
Dozen donuts in it.
Or you can see, yeah, those kind of boxes.
Yeah, I just
picture a body, a 74-year-old man, in one of those boxes with a little cellophane top.
Right? It's just there. That's better than, maybe not better than me. I just keep picturing him being wheeled in on just a cart into just like a grocery store freezer. Like they just
wheel
him in, close the door. We'll do it tomorrow.
Well, dude, when the ground is too hard, they do that.
Yeah.
Like, they can't, like, we had a relative pass away in the middle of winter, and they couldn't bury her. So they're like, she'll just sit in here until it's, like, she's just gonna sit in here?
Yep, she's gonna be in the...
Yeah, we can't put it in the ground yet.
Be in the freezer. I mean, that's what I did.
You left Frank in there for a while.
I was like, well, until I can get him out, like, he's fine. Well, for one, he don't know it, so he's not angry.
Right.
Two, he's being kept. He said, he in a freezer, so we'll be good.
So funny.
Gross.
All right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. For your leftovers today, I can't even wrap my head around this story. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you're on two. What one are you going to? Three? There you go, three. I can't even wrap my head around this story. I'm going to read it to you, and you're going to tell me if you can understand what's going on here.
Okay.
Dude gets his Chinese takeout the other day.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He opens the container of Chinese takeout. And a freaking bird flies out of it.
Aw.
Right into his face.
Oh, man.
And it pecks his eye.
Dude, you really can't get more unlucky than that, right? Like, that's...
So, because the guy didn't immediately drop his food,
yeah.
The bird poked him again in the eye.
Oh, my God.
And then got his hand.
What?
How did the bird get in there?
Was that a joke? Like, did they play a joke on him and stuck a bird in his food, or...
That's not a funny joke.
No, I'm not really laughing.
He lost his eye.
Oh, my God.
He had to take the eye out. What a day, man.
That sucks.
What a day, man.
Oh, my God.
I guess fresh means fresh, Twitch says. Yeah, you're right.
Right?
When they say it's fresh.
Kill it yourself, I guess. It's like that, how they did during COVID, where pizza place would be like, here's the dough, here's the sauce.
Yeah, I'm go make it.
Like, I wanted the general, so they're like, all right, here's the bird. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Jeez.
I'll tell you, somebody's going to get it in your eyes.
I'm saying, taking your eye out.
You're taking that eye out. This next guy, Griffin. Oh, look out.
Oh, geez.
Have a great weekend, guys. Be excellent to each other.